Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Interim City Manager and Police Chief Dan Losada. We're here to recap last night's City Council meeting. Chief Losada, thanks as always for taking some time out to talk with me.
Well, thanks for being here, Samantha.
Now, first of all, yesterday at the meeting, you were appointed as the Interim City Manager. And as we've discussed before, Dick Schrod retired on Friday, and Harold Stewart doesn't come on until either the end of May or, I guess, in early June. And can you kind of talk about what this appointment means for you, the city, and the police department?
Well, let's start with the city first. You always need somebody in charge. It's not good to have a vacuum at the top. Fortunately for me, I don't anticipate that I'm going to have a lot of work to do because we have such a good, strong support staff, and the support staff is going to help me succeed. But I'll be the one where when there's a major decision to be made, that I'll make those decisions. Also, there are certain things we do, funding initiatives, grants and whatnot, that require a city manager to sign off on. I'll take care of that. So I'll be that person for the city. And I'm looking forward to actually that challenge, but I'm also a little bit scared.
Sure.
One of the things that's bothering me about the position is I became a police officer in part because I didn't have to worry about what I was going to wear to work every day. Now I have to think about that because I'm not going to be in uniform every day.
Sure.
And that's going to be a challenge for me. For the police department, some of the work that I normally do, I'm not going to have time for now. I'm going to put that down onto my lieutenants, and it's going to be a great growth opportunity for them. Give them a chance to move forward while I'm still here if there's a problem that they can come talk to me about. Then for the public, it's just a good thing. Again, if there's an issue, they know that they can come talk to somebody, and they have the name and the person in charge, and I'll be here available for them whenever they need it.
Sure. And despite the fact that it's not the most ideal situation, obviously, because it's, you know, a bit of a change, you think it's something that's going to be beneficial for all involved?
I hope so. I'm looking at it as a growth experience. I'm going to learn a lot more about city government than I don't know. And I'm going to share that with my subordinate officers. And it's going to be good for everyone, I think. We'll see.
All right. Also, after some discussion and a public hearing and a couple different meetings about it, the council approved a development agreement with Weiler. Now, can you talk briefly about the benefits of that for both the city and Weiler itself?
Well, the main purpose of this agreement was to provide Weiler with some funding streams, either actual cash or tax incentives, that's going to help them expand their business. And once they expand their business, that means there's going to be more opportunity for growth within the city of Knoxville, more jobs, more economic development, we hope, and things of that nature. We see this as a good thing for everybody involved.
Sure. Also yesterday, there was several proclamations that were presented, one for National Police Week, National Public Works Week, and then also for Public Service Recognition Weeks. Now, obviously, you received one of these proclamations. Can you kind of talk about their purpose and why they're important?
Well, the main reason we do proclamations is to make the public aware of these organizations and groups that sometimes don't get the recognition that they deserve. This is just a way to bring those groups to the forefront of people's thoughts, let them know that we appreciate the work they've done.
All right, fair enough. Also, the council approved a parking restriction during Nationals. Now, this is something on Larson Street. Can you talk about why this was brought up, what the issue was, and what the change will be?
On Larson Street, between Highway 14 and Grant Street, it's a rather narrow street, especially when we get cars parked there. During Nationals, the north side of that street is filled with cars, and it greatly restricts the availability of car traffic to get by. If anyone who's driven there during Nationals knows, if there's a car coming the other way, somebody has to give. And sometimes somebody ends up having to back up so the cars can get by. This past year, we had an incident where we had a train derailment that shut down Highway 14 for a while, and it made us realize that in an emergency, an ambulance needing to go from the south side to the north side would have to go all the way up to Jackson Street in order to come back down. That's a heck of a detour. We were looking for a better way of doing that. So after some discussion with the council and staff and people, we decided that it'd be a good idea to restrict parking on Larson Street just during Nationals, and the council's recommendations that we do it just in the hours of 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. That'll allow the people on that street that do garage sales and yard sales to still have places for people to park while they're visiting the garage sales. It's a great proposal. We're hoping that it's going to solve an issue that we hope never happens, actually.
Sure.
I do know from talking from the fire chief that many years ago, an ambulance going down that street in an emergency during Nationals actually clipped mirrors on a couple parked cars. That was, again, one of the reasons we were thinking about making these changes.
Sure. And if someone does park on Larson Street during that time, is it a ticket? Is it a tow? What are the consequences?
It's going to probably be both. We'll probably ticket and tow in order to keep it open. And the problem with allowing people to stay parked there and not towing them is once one starts, everyone does it. So my intention is during Nationals, shortly after 2 o'clock, anything parked on that street will be towed.
Right. Also, there was quite a bit of discussion last night about a special event agreement. Now, this is something that the council and department heads have talked about, and basically it's kind of setting restrictions and the city kind of knowing what's going on, but there's some objections to it. Can you kind of talk about the discussion?
Yes. The special events permit is an idea for us to set rules that everyone's going to have to follow in order to have a special event that's going to happen on city streets. This would include bike night, it includes farmers market, it includes all kinds of events. And what it'll do is tell people what our expectations of them are for things like trash pickup, cleanliness, if they're going to serve food and beverages, that those things have to be in non-glass containers. It just sets out the rules for everyone that's going to have to follow. It'll be a way for it to be fair for everyone. Unfortunately, in the past, some of these organizations have not had any rules and thought that they should be able to continue that way. This is definitely not a moneymaker for the city. There may or may not be a small fee associated with the permit, but it's going to make people also get insurance. And that was the big discussion, I think, last night, was that if you're going to have an event in the city on city property, you're going to have insurance to cover liability so that if someone gets hurt during the event, the city is not going to have to pay those costs. And I think that was the biggest concern last night. The people that had the concern were going to be doing some looking at cost of insurance and some possibilities of going under some other organizations that already have insurance. This is still an evolving issue. But I think in the long run, it's going to be beneficial for everyone because, again, it'll set rules that everyone's going to have to follow, and there isn't going to be any misinterpretations of city intent.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to add about things at the meeting last night or going on in Knoxville this time?
There's a lot going on in Knoxville this time of year. Just I hope people get out and start enjoying the good weather. You're going to see some changes. You see some road projects going on. The sidewalk project is going forward quite well. We're very happy about that. You might be seeing some changes out at the cemetery soon as we start talking about putting a columbaria in. Lots of things are going to be happening in the near future, and then we'll have a new city manager in about 6 weeks, and that'll even change things more. So it's an exciting time to be in Knoxville.
Great. Thanks, Chief. Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.